U.S. planes today launched another heavy bombardment of Taliban positions north of Kabul. B-52 bombers were in action for at least the second time this week. Today's attacks follow reports of raids yesterday against Kabul and the northern Taliban-held city of Mazar-e-Sharif. NPR's Ivan Watson is in opposition-controlled territory on the road to Kabul. What have you seen today?
Bob, a B-52 plane made the first pass of the day around 9 o'clock local time this morning. The B-52s and F-18 jets continued for the next 3 hours. The B-52s were visible against the blue sky by four distinctive white contrails. They're flying at altitudes miles up in the sky, more than 20,000 feet. I followed them to the front line and saw the effects of their bombardments, plumes of dark brown, gray smoke. Several seconds later, a thunderous roar, and on occasion you could feel the impact of the explosions. They were bombing a position on the Taliban side just east of the road running to Kabul.
Is this a change in U.S. tactics, or were B-52s in the air before this week?
Yes, this is a change. Before, frontline commanders on the Northern Alliance side were calling these airstrikes useless because they were very low intensity. You could almost set your clock to the attacks. They'd come in the afternoon just before sunset. You'd see a total of 5 or 6 bombs drop. Northern Alliance people were saying that's not going to have any impact on these well-entrenched Taliban soldiers. That is until Wednesday, when we saw the most intense day of airstrikes yet, the first daylight use of B-52s in this region, dropping sometimes just one bomb at a time, sometimes swarms of bombs that exploded over an area of several hundred yards.
Was all this bombing producing any results?
It's difficult to evaluate from here. I'm on opposition Northern Alliance-controlled territory. The foreign minister for the Northern Alliance yesterday announced that 15 Taliban tanks had been hit in the past 5 days. Reports from soldiers at the front line, they say that their opponents in trenches just a couple of hundred yards away are not firing at them as much as they used to, implying that they're a bit more scared, that they don't want to bring attention to themselves. Refugees coming out of Kabul in the past week say the opposite, though. They say they've seen an increase in morale among the Taliban soldiers, that they've survived the first 3 weeks of the airstrikes, and they're no longer scared of the U.S. planes.
So is the Northern Alliance pleased by this bombing?
The Northern Alliance is welcoming the intensification. They've been complaining for weeks that the U.S. airstrikes were the intensity was too low. They were saying that there wasn't enough coordination between the Americans and the Afghan opposition. That's changed in just the last couple of days. There was a meeting between the Northern Alliance defense minister in Tajikistan and the commander of U.S. armed forces in the region. That's General Tommy Franks. The alliance admitted for the first time that there are American troops here on the ground working together to coordinate efforts. So the response is that things seem to have improved in the direction that the alliance wants, and that is closer cooperation between both armed forces.
So what's the alliance going to do now? Are they prepared to launch their offensive?
Well, they've said that if these bombardments keep up at this intensity, that within a matter of days, some front line somewhere in Afghanistan is going to break. They've been promising to launch some ground attack since September. We haven't seen it yet. We haven't seen any major moves yet. It's time to watch closely to see how they'll respond to getting what they wanted from the U.S., that is, more airstrikes against the Taliban.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Afghan opposition territory north of Kabul.